This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Great week for the Canes. Yesterday, they got four-star tight end Riley Williams. He picked the Canes over Alabama and Ohio State. How awesome is that? Look, I don't get too high or low about recruits, four or five star. I don't give a crap about that stuff. Until I actually see the kid on the field, that's when I'll get excited about the kid. When I actually, like the Williams kid in the safety position, you see him and you're like, holy shit. Now, well, that's a player. You know what I mean? And that's when you get excited. Once I see him on the field and making plays, you're like, wow. But I love that you're not beating out Army and Northeast Missouri State for somebody. No, you're beating Alabama and Ohio State. That's a good sign. That's a four-star player. And they just got three tight ends to commit overall. They got Jackson Carver and Reed Makiska. Okay. This kid, Riley, by the way, his older brother, Corbin, ended up playing for Mario at Oregon. Riley is 6'6", 230, caught 36 balls last year for 890 yards and 14 touchdowns. He's now transferring to the IMG Academy over in Bradenton this season. So he'll be a lot closer here to Miami, and that'll give Mario and the staff an opportunity to go check up on the kid and keep up the relationships. So you got Jaden Rashada in the last month, a four-star QB, Nathaniel Joseph, the four-star wide receiver, and Robert Stafford, that is, the four-star cornerback on top of Riley Williams, the four-star tight end, to commit. So you're now getting, you know, these highly rated players. And Mario Cristobal, brother, you know, kudos to you, man. I admire the hell out of your hard work, your determination, your dedication, your passion. It is freaking awesome, and it comes through. I see it. Fans see it. Players see it. Your coaches see it. Your administrators see it. Your competition sees it. And the competition is nervous. The competition is saying, oh, shit. We got a guy that knows what the hell he's doing, and you're not going to outwork him. And that's half the battle in life is being willing to work. If you're willing to work, you're going to get results. And that's exactly what's going on with Mario Cristobal. He's willing to work, and he is getting some sick-ass results, man. That's pretty cool. That is very cool, actually.